This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Here in Washington today, U.S. Census Bureau Director Stephen Dillingham will be on Capitol Hill. He's scheduled to appear before a House subcommittee. The topic is the fallout from the Trump administration's now abandoned push to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census form. Another topic of concern to some lawmakers, African-American participation in the census. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
Next year, for the first time, Americans will be told to go online to fill out their census forms. Adi Tomer with the Brookings Institution says there's one problem with that.
Even though it seems like the internet is everywhere and connects to everyone, that's not in fact the case.
Up to a quarter of Americans have trouble accessing the internet, and more African Americans go without internet than whites. That's why a group of black lawmakers has launched an initiative to boost African American participation in this digital census. Democratic Representative Karen Bass of California says one effort will direct people to public internet locations.
If there is broadband, then we're going to make sure that they get access to that broadband,
which might be found in libraries. And if there's just no broadband to be had, people will be encouraged to go the old-fashioned route.
You know, for paper forms.
About 2% of African Americans were not counted in 2010. Bass says undercounting results in congressional underrepresentation and less federal funding for government programs. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.